Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Expect snowfall this evening if you're not already seeing it. Meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us live now. Dave, where are you seeing it?
Well, right now we're looking at live radar, and what I see is some snow, certainly very heavy snow across New Jersey and New York. Down there, they're just getting hammered by a snowstorm, 6 to 12. Maybe we'll see some 18-inch amounts there. But then the snow sort of tapers off. It's snowing in Hartford, and we're starting to see some pockets of snow well south of Boston. But as we talked about earlier, Lisa, just not getting into the city. And the more I continue to look at things, the more I just want to kind of pull back on what we talked about earlier this morning. So this morning I thought 5 to 9 would get very close to Boston. Now that 2 to 5 inches probably going to go into Boston, if not south of the city. And the coating to 2 inches is also going to end up getting shifted off towards the east. So I don't want to pull back completely on the storm because it is a pretty big storm. I mean, when you have a storm system dumping 18 inches of snow not too far away, I don't want to go 0 to 2 inches in Boston. But it's honestly not going to surprise me if tomorrow morning a lot of folks in the northern and western suburbs wake up and say, what storm?
Yeah, and that's especially surprising because it sounds like it's going to last for quite a while. But you're saying that may not affect the accumulation figures. How much in inches are you looking at now?
Well, one of the problems is we've got all this dry air over us. And so if anyone's been watching the radar all day, it just keeps trying to move north. And eventually later tonight, it will get in here. But by the time it does so, now we've only got a few hours left of precipitation. So let's just say it started snowing in Boston 10, 11, even midnight. Then it continues all night long at varying intensities. We get to tomorrow morning, the sun comes up, and then it's hard to accumulate once again. So even though I think that there'll be some snow in the air during the day tomorrow, it'll be tough to accumulate. So if we wake up tomorrow morning and there's not much snow on the ground, we're not going to get a lot during the day tomorrow. And that's one of the reasons I've been emphasizing on Twitter, first of all, is if superintendents cannot make the call, if they can hold off making a call on school cancellations for tomorrow, please do so, because I think it's a mistake to cancel school at this hour. You'll have people waking up in the morning saying, why'd you do it?
Okay. So, again, for accumulations, it sounds like most is going to fall south of the city, like whereabouts?
Right. So on a line from Hartford to Providence and let's say Plymouth, I've got 5 to 9 inches, and then we've got 2 to 5 over the rest of the Cape and a coating to 2 on the islands. In Boston, 2 to 5 inches with that coating to 2 inches north of 495. But as I'm saying, if the trend continues, we're going to have to shift everything further south. So I just don't want folks to be surprised if it's even less tomorrow morning.
Okay. And then tomorrow, moving out whatever's left over late in the morning, early afternoon still?
Yeah, so in the morning, there'll probably be some snow around the area, but it's not going to be heavy. It shouldn't really influence things too much in terms of roads after 8 or 9 o'clock, because this time of the year, even when it's cloudy, the UV light gets through the clouds and actually heats up the road, so stuff doesn't really stick on the roadways. And then we'll have temperatures near 40 tomorrow afternoon. Right now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just unseasonably chilly but dry.
Okay, and one more thing. I know you can only see so far into the future, but is this system of like weekly snowstorms going to continue?
So I don't see anything in the immediate future. I don't think we're done yet with at least the forecasting challenges of snow. I'd say that we still probably have one more something coming up between now and, say, the first 10 days of April. But after that, I think we'll finally start to wind down. But I don't want to say put your shovels away just yet.
All right. Thank you, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.